From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, am I to go on a fishing?
Might have gone fishing.
I got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
It's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show transcribed. Music by the Whippoorwills. Songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros. Yours truly, Joe Slattery. And starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. And now, here he is, the Paul Bunyan of the Mojave Country, Smiley Burnett.
What do you mean, Paul Bunyan? I'm an Indian today.
An Indian?
Yep. Howdy, everybody. You know, I just got back from a vacation. I went west because that's where my reservations were. Joke? Yeah. No kidding. No. You know, I saw some Indians sending up smoke signals. Yeah. And everything was going good till one of them atomic explosions took place, you know? Well, sir, the big chief turned to the other Indians just as that big smoke ring climbed into the air, and he says, "Boy, I wish I'd have said that." You know, while I was there, Joe, let me have your microphone. It's funnier. You know, while I was there, one of them little Indian boys got sick. I wondered what was the matter, so I went up to the medicine man. I asked him what was wrong. "Oh, nothing much," he said. "He just ain't wanted to scalp nobody in 2 weeks."
I wish I had a sweetheart like that old sweetheart of mine. I can't erase his handsome face. It's with me all time. I've met so many others, but they're all a different kind. I wish I had a sweetheart like that old sweetheart of mine. I've met so many others, but they're all a different kind. I had a sweetheart like that old sweetheart of mine.
That was Sweet Georgia Brown singing. Man, that'd make a fellow want to start Wildcats, wouldn't it? Yes, sir. Folks, we do appreciate you listening to us, but we would like to have you listen to our sponsor right now telling you about all his good products.
Thank you.
girls were smoking like a Model T burning paint thinner, brother. That was Doug, Gene, Dusty, and Roy just a-taking off. And you know they can sing, too. You betcha. Here's a tune called Cuddle Up a Little Closer, and we got the gal helping us out here, too, little Georgia. Come on, kids. A cowboy picture around anywhere, do you?
No.
I like them, too. You know, me and old Charlie McQuarrie, we've been going over to cowboy pictures, riding our horses over there to town nearly every Saturday night and over to Indian Springs. You know, they got talking pictures of T. Texas Ritter and Johnny McAutry, and we almost always have a serial over there. They run a detective serial last week. Say, confidentially, did you know that Charlie McQuarrie thinks he's a detective?
Yeah.
Well, he ain't never solved any whodunits, but I'll tell you one thing. He is the only one in this town that could find out why Naomi K. Ashdod would talk her fool head off one day and the next day not say a word.
Yes, sir.
Do you know that that went on for 3 months and one day she'd just talk up a storm and next day not say a word? Hmm. That's that old Charlie McQuarrie nearly crazy. He found out, though, and I was the one next to him that knew it. Here's how it happened. She and Bircher Ashdod, that's her husband, only had one set of false teeth between them, and on Bircher's day to wear them, Naomi wasn't talking. Boys,
yeah.
In the singing department for old Froggy here today.
Me.
Yep, I'm a good voice now. My song is called Cecil Could See What He Was A-Fixin' to See. On the streets of the village stood Cecil, with dark glasses and a cup in his hand. With a look both pathetic and eager, he cried, "Won't you help a poor man?" His clothes were all tattered and ragged, and his world was as dark as the night. But just let a pretty girl go by him, and old Cecil could see her all right. Oh, Cecil could see what he wanted to see, and be where he wanted to be, till the constable heard Cecil whistle. Now Cecil no longer is free. Now Cecil no longer is free. Once Cecil strolled out through a pasture, and there laid a rope long and strong. Said Cecil,
"My goodness, how dandy. Well, I'll just take this fine rope along."
Poor Cecil, his eyesight was awful. He just didn't see it somehow, or he'd never have taken that fine rope if he'd known it was tied to a cow. Oh, Cecil could see what he wanted to see and be where he wanted to be, till the constable heard Cecil whistle. Now Cecil no longer is free. Now Cecil no longer is free. Once Cecil went out to a ball game with a bottle of pop in his hand. Two hot dogs were stuffed in his pocket. He had a jackknife, a cushion, and a fan. He stole a big box from the grocer. Then he heard someone holler,
"Play ball! Play ball!"
Then Cecil cussed out the poor umpire through a hole he had carved in the wall. Oh, Cecil could see what he wanted to see and be where he wanted to be, till the constable heard Cecil whistle. Now Cecil no longer is free. Now Cecil no longer is free.
Thank you.
we've got to go now. Yes, sir, we got to go. This old smiley brunette's in. Speak well of me, and I'll dare you to talk about me.
Bye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett, Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.